Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. If this is your first time tuning in to our broadcast, we thank you so very much. For our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. We could not do it without you and your support. We are growing. We thank you. We have people all over the world who are tuning in to the broadcast, and we are so thrilled and delighted. So thank you so much. It is a chilly evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I don't know where you are, but we actually had snow last night and a good part of the day, and still some snow on the ground, a couple of inches, so nothing to change or alter our travel here in Virginia Beach, but just enough to make it a little messy and to be concerned about black ice tonight. So if you're in our area, please be careful if you're going out. We want to welcome you again. And if this is your first time, Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, which is owned and founded by my good friend and co-host, Veronica McMillan, helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition programs, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. Veronica and I work very hard on bringing you a show every week. And we, again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We've been on the air actually since 2008. And we just love coming on Thursday nights to speak to you. I may be flying solo tonight, but that's okay because I have a plethora of information to share with you. We are all still dealing with the COVID-19 crisis, the pandemic. We have a new administration in the White House. And so things are still not to where we would actually call them normal. But if I could say anything about the last year, because we're coming up on the first year, one of the good things that came out of 2020, if we could call it actually good, it has been watching everyone rise to the occasion. It's been watching women turn their hobbies into businesses. It's been watching men figure out how they were going to be creative and turn those things that they never thought would be a business into a business. I even heard one couple said that they kind of stumbled into a certain arena, but it ended up being a great business for them. And just being open to what's available to you. It has also been the call to action and the actual work to change. People, we have to change our mindsets, look at where we are. In many areas in our society where systematic inequality is impacting people's ability to live their authentic lives, we see that even in these areas of inequality, and especially in small businesses for minorities, women in general, and others, the change had to happen. The door was slammed shut, but we kicked it wide open. And some of us did it in high-heeled shoes, and some of us did it in chucks. So as we look at the past year, all I can say is take a deep breath. We're still going to have to ride this thing out. But be knowledgeable about what is happening. Don't put your head in the sand and think there's nothing that you can do. I started a new group on Facebook, and it's called Black Tops in Business. And the top stands for talented, optimistic, positive sisters in business. And what we want to do is to support each other, become sisters in business, even though we may not be able to do business with everybody. We want to broaden the platform and have a place for people to go. And this new group is not to sell anything. It's to support each other. And by supporting, it shows that you care about what they're doing. And if you want to join our group, please let me know. We want to as many women as we can this year. And my personal goal for 2021 is to financially help 200 families and to personally help 100 women and whatever their goal is. And the only way that I can do that is by using social media, because we have to use what we have that has been placed before us. I never thought that I would be the one who would be trying to put another group together, but I know there's a need for that. I see so many of our younger sisters who are struggling. They're single moms. They have jobs they don't want to go to. They're having struggles with finding child care. They have to decide if they're going to be able to still provide for their children. If their job should permanently close down, what will they do? And we're continually to wait on government to bail us out, which is fine. And this is what it's for when we need it, just like any other social funds that are available. When we need them, they should be there for us because we do pay taxes. And so I am just delighted to see all of my community fellow human beings being kind to each other, going that extra step, opening up their mindset, and looking at where they actually are and taking that leap of faith in a time when we don't even know from one day to the next what's going to happen. But we are holding on, and that's my word of encouragement today. Be strong. Have that, find that extra strength. Do what you need to do. And know that there is help available for you. When we are looking at helping our families and our communities, and Veronica and I talk about this all the time, we talk about long-term goals, and that's what you're going to do 4 or 5 years from now. But right now, we want to concentrate on the short term. And a lot of the things that we see have to do with just the stress of being where we are right now. And one thing is for certain, if you get all stressed out and been out of shape, because I talked about this last week, and you can't breathe and you're not fully functioning 100%, then you're not going to be able to take care of your family needs. You're not going to be able to take that business to the next level. We all need help from time to time. I have a coach. Veronica has coaches. We know what it takes to get to where we want to go and how we need to leverage the way that we think and how we need to change some things. Excuse me. How we need to think about what it is that we can do in the short term, because we know the long term. We know we got to ride it out. But what are we going to do right now? And we know that there's systematic inequality even before the pandemic that was impacting our communities. So now what are we supposed to do? And as those who are in leadership, I ask you to take charge of what you're doing in your businesses and the way that we're going to move this needle forward if we are able to serve each other. I did not say be a servant. So please be clear about my words. I'm speaking to those who are in leadership roles. How are we going to serve our communities? We know that something has to change. If we want to make greater progress, a lot of new decisions have to be made. And despite the pandemic. We know the process may be slow, but we can achieve anything that we want to achieve if we believe that we can. I don't know if you all remember this. If you followed me for a while, I used to try to find the secret of success. That was what my initial goal was when I first started my business, because I didn't know what it was. And I read all the books and I searched online and went to the library and looked up different things about businesses. And then one day I was reading something and it said, if you believe, you can succeed. And when I thought about that, I remember I learned that in elementary school. That was like our little mantra. If you believe, you could succeed. And that is truly the foundation on which the secrets of success is built. So while we're looking for all these profound words and these grandular epiphanies to come and fit us, sometimes we have to look at the very basic and simple things. Go back to the beginning. Go back to the basics. Look at where we started. And those women who are in leadership roles, who are looking to leverage where they are, take it to the next level, build their empires, build their businesses, elevate their careers, make some changes. We hear the word pivot a lot now. Some people don't like that word because it means changing in another direction right in the middle of what you're doing. But we have to really look at where we are and where we're going and how, as prominent women who are in leadership, and especially those who are in finances, how can we make the improvement for our women in the gender bias situation that we're still in, and how can we do this and still make progress? One of my dear friends was on a meeting with us the other night, and she was saying that this is the year of the woman. And so we have to be clear about that statement when we're saying that. We're not saying that men are not important. We're just saying it is our time for us to rise up. And as women, and I talk about this so much, locking arms together, finding those powerful women who you can trust, because it's not going to be everybody, but focusing on your financial goals, focusing on the ways that you can cancel debt, focusing on how you can make your family life better, focusing on taking that career to the next level. And the most important thing is building those personal relationships. And the first personal part of it is about you, your own person. You should be the most important person in your life. You should be the one who gets the mask first. We talk about this all the time. You should get the oxygen. And if you're able to do that, then you're going to be able to move on and do all that you need to do. I love finances. So in case some of you don't know, I am with Five Rings Financial. I hardly talk about that here because it never really comes up because we have so much to talk about. But as a financial services representative, I get to help women and the men that they love and their families every single day to make good decisions on where to place their money and safe money strategies. Now, we're not anti-stock market at all. We all have stocks, everyone that's in our organization. But we also need to help those who have never started a savings plan, who have a savings plan or a 401k or a 403b, who don't know what to do with it. We have to first learn how to save the money, and then we have to put that money in a safe place and be intentional about where we're putting it. But the one thing that we hardly ever talk about is how are we going to make the money? Where is that money going to come from? So that's one of the things I do as a coach and a mentor and an educator. I walk you through how you can find the money. So many times there's money there. We just can't see it because of our, one, mindset, and two, because of the habits that we have. And so once we can chip away at some of the old things that we used to do and not do the old things that we used to do, not keep making the same mistakes. We can move forward, find that middle ground where we can help other women build financial security even in a pandemic. The one thing that I have to say about financial services, we have not missed a beat since we started last year. We were thrown off for a minute, but because we already had so many things in place, we were able to move forward and to continue to work and work on ourselves personally, because that's so important, but to also to work on our businesses. So I wanted to share a few tips with you all tonight that can probably help some of you if you're in this particular space where you need to make some good decisions about your finances, or just really make up your mind about getting a handle on where your funds are right now. If you are thinking about starting a business, because that's my area of expertise, this is the perfect time to do it. If you want to start your business, start it now. I talked about this on Wednesday. If you decide that this is the time you're going to take that business that you have and get it started, that you actually have it on paper, but you never put it out there in the atmosphere. You never wrote out a business plan. You never told anybody about it. It actually is a hobby for you. It's something that you love. But now you can see where you can take this hobby that you have, this craft that you've been doing, and turn that into dollars and cents. And it makes sense to do it now. Don't continue to wait, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. As you can see by the number of people who are passing away every single day, we have no time to waste. And I don't want you to rush into anything, but I also want you to take this opportunity while we are home more, while we are setting aside time to work on ourselves, work on our businesses, to really figure out what it is that you want to do. And if you're having problems doing that, reach out to me. If you're a small business owner, I can definitely help you with that. If you are a nonprofit and you want to get some information from Veronica, you can do that as well. So I'm going to pause right here, get your pencil and paper, and I'm going to give you my contact information and Veronica's as well. If you are interested in starting a small business, you can contact me by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can go to the new website blacktopbusinessservices.com. Blacktop Business. I think I added too much to that. blacktopbusiness.com. www.blacktopbusiness.com. If you would like to contact Veronica McMillan, you can contact her at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, and that's info@micronprofitnetwork.org. Or go to her website, www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. And if you go to our website, please send us an email. Let us know that you were there. We'll get back in touch with you. Give us 24 to 48 hours, and we'll reach back out to you. And especially if you have a question. And anybody listening to the show today or at any time, if you listen to us at the archives, if you have a question for me, the fastest way to get a response from me is to send me a text at 757-567-6734. Text me your question with your name. I do not answer anonymous calls or anonymous text messages because it is my time and I want to use my time wisely, and I don't want to be wasting my time if someone is not serious about needing help. I only work with volunteers. I only work with people who want to work with me. I am not the one who's going to chase you down to work with you. You probably, some of you have known me since 2008, and I've never chased you down, and I will not start doing that now. But there are things out there available to you. All you have to do is ask, but I need to know that you want them. Fair enough? Great. So we're going to give you a couple of tips tonight to focus on your financial goals in 2021, if that's something that's important to you. So I hope you still got your pencil and paper ready, because I know how important this is to all of you. So the first thing that you want to do is to really ask yourself the question, what is it that I want in 2021? What is it that I really, really want to do? And it's so important that we ask ourselves these questions. And it's a simple question, but if you never ask yourself, then you definitely will never have an answer. So the first thing you want to know is, what is it that you want to do? The second tip that I'm going to give you, and I give this to everyone that I coach, mentor, that I work with, is you need to get a binder or a journal so that you can have a place to put all of these wonderful ideas that you're going to have. And it doesn't matter. You can get it from the Dollar Tree. I really don't care, as long as you get something to write in. So the first thing I want you to do is to ask yourself that question, what is it that I want for 2021? What do I want? The next thing I want you to do is to get the journal. And this is, it sounds simple, but normally it is simple, just like the secret to success. If you believe, you can achieve. The next thing I want you to do is to make a commitment to yourself to get out of your way and stop sabotaging your own destiny. Somebody once asked me, what was the one thing that was keeping me from reaching that goal that I had planned for 2020? And the only answer I had was me. I was in my own way. Don't be the person who stands in his or her own way. Know what you want and know the areas that you have set the goals aside for. Know what areas you have talent in. And if you don't have the talent or the skills to do what you need, then seek help in areas to help you find that assistance. That's number three. Number four is you have to be enthusiastic. When you're searching for something, when you're trying to reach the next level, if you're not excited about it, and especially if you're starting a new business, so let's say that's your goal for 2021. You're starting a new business, but you only talk about it in a negative way. Well, I don't know if I can start this now. I don't have enough money. Nobody's going to buy anything from me. Who wants to be in business with you? No one. You don't even want to be in business with yourself because, one, you're not excited about it. When you are passionate about what you're doing, others will be glad to help you. They'll even give you feedback if you throw ideas out to people that you trust. You can't do this with everybody. But talk to people that you trust, people that you've known for a while, and just give them a little tidbits of your idea. And sometimes you will find that they are really glad to help you. The number, I think that's number four. Number five, look at your finances. Why is this important? Most businesses fail because people don't set aside enough money to take care of their everyday expenses, and they start to commingle the funds. If you find that this is you and you've been doing that, stop doing it. Get your business set up like a business. You don't have to have anything fancy, but you do need to have some type of skills so that you know how to manage your money, get that business account, and you don't have to have an EIN number, but it's always good to have that if you're just starting out. So you need to talk to a business coach or a financial coach or a CPA, someone who can help you walk you through some things when it has to do with business. And number six, I said five things. Be motivated. Enjoy the process and enjoy the task. And you're probably saying, what does that have to do with me having financial success? Well, the answer is your attitude. You must have a positive attitude when you want to achieve positive actions and you want to achieve those positive decisions that are going to, things that are going to help you move forward. Look for a way to enjoy what you're doing. Do you know how excited you were when you first started this business? And if you're the person who's been in business for a while, or you're actually the startup, so let's start there. You're actually the startup. You're excited about it, but you have nothing positive to say about it. And I stated this earlier. Who wants to be in business with you? Or if you're the person who's been in business for a while, but you lost the passion for the business, then you have to go back and find the passion. What is the reason why you started this business? And what has happened since you started? So all of these things you have to take into consideration. If you are actually starting a business while you are working, it's the perfect time to start the business. Why? Because if you have not put away that 1 year of income, see, it used to be 3 to 6 months of income. We are going into the first year of the pandemic, the end of next month. Some people have not worked for a whole year. If they had set aside 1 year's salary, then they would have more than enough to sustain them, even if they did need to get unemployment or apply for some of the personal loans and the PPP loans for those who are in business. So all of these things have to do with changing your mind. Once you change your mindset, then you're going to be able to move forward and do what it is that you need to do in your small business. I know this is a lot, but if you just take the things down that I said, know what you want, what are your goals for 2021, and ask yourself the hard questions, then you're going to be able to reach your goals. And if you have that positive mindset, you're going to go a lot further than the person who has a negative attitude. I know that this has been a lot, but you can always come back and listen to the show again. And if you're getting your personal finances in order, because I know you were waiting for that part, money has to be coming in and from more than one direction. So you have to figure out that money wheel. So I can talk to you more about that. I teach that in one of my classes. But you have to make up your mind first. That's the first way to financial freedom, believing that you can achieve all the goals that you have set aside for you and your family. Don't let anyone hold you back. Get out of your own way, breathe, and you're going to do just fine. So I thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast tonight. And again, if you would like more information about any of the things that we're doing, if you want to join any of our groups, please let Veronica and I know. You can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can contact Veronica McMillan at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or go to her website, www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. We are always delighted to be with you on Thursday nights. We want you to stay warm. We want you to be blessed. And we know that no matter what is going on, if we believe in what we're doing, we're going to be just fine. So don't let anyone hold you back. Enjoy the journey. We'll be back next week for another exciting episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Take care now. Have a good night. Bye-bye. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Bye-bye.